Good morning, St. Luke's. Welcome to the sixth Sunday in Easter. Here are the announcements for today. Last week, Micah Forum met up on May 5th in a virtual meeting on Google Meets. Thank you to Leanne for writing up a nice summary of what they talked about. It was in your email newsletter this week, but it's also in the bulletin if you'd like to read it through. There's some prayer requests in there. Micah Forum is a collaboration primarily between St. Luke's and Greater Second Baptist Church up the street from us, focusing on racial reconciliation, building relationships and trust, and community action. So if you're interested in taking part in Micah Forum, please contact Leanne and she'll give you some information about that. St. Luke's teens also met up with the St. Martin's Youth Group on Thursday for an online movie night, which was a lot of fun. Thanks to Robert and Michelle over at the St. Martin's Youth Group leadership team for inviting us to take part in that with them. We had a few technical difficulties getting everybody online, but overall it was a pretty successful event, so that was fun, and we're looking forward to future collaboration between our youth groups in the future. It's going to be a busy week this week coming up at St. Luke's. Book studies continue to meet Monday night at 5 and Wednesday at 3:30. Bible study is continuing on with the Journey Through Matthew, Tuesday at 7. That group kicked off last week, but you can join at any time. So if you're interested, please contact Margaret and jump on in. Biweekly Peace, Wednesday at 7 and Sunday at 1. So you can join after the service today. And we would love to see you and say hi. And then reminder that Centering Prayer is now online Saturdays at 4. So the context and information on how to join all these groups is in the bulletin that's there in the posting, so you can click on that and get all that information. And then a reminder to Vestry members that Vestry meets Monday at 6, so look forward to seeing you all there. Everybody have a wonderful week, and please keep sending in your flowers and your recipes for our digital altar flowers and coffee hour. We love seeing those, and everybody stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Psalm 43, verse 3.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty God, look graciously on the people of St. Luke's Church. Be with us in this season of transition. Walk with us and guide us that we may be genuine in our self-reflection, tireless in our commitment, patient in our discernment, loving in our communion, open in our search, and daring in our faith. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and skills with which you have blessed us. We thank you for the experiences that have brought us to this moment. Help us accept change as a gift of your direction for our journey in this transition. Instill in us a vision for our parish, that guided by your Holy Spirit, we will be united in love and joyfully accomplish this mission. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you: the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him. Though indeed he is not far from each of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own prophets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the time of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 66, verses 7 through 18. Bless our God, you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who holds our soul in life and will not allow our feet to slip? For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us just as silver is tried. You brought us into the snare. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs. You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of refreshment. I will enter your house with burnt offerings and will pay you my vows, which I promised with my lips and spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble. I will offer you sacrifices of fat beasts with the smoke of rams, and I will give you oxen and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. I called out to him with my mouth, and his praise was on my tongue. If I have found evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me. But in truth, God heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, nor withheld his love from me.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your heart sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteousness for the unrighteousness, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water and baptism, which this prefigured now saves you. Not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into the heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." Here ends the reading. And now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Back in the 1970s and early 80s, religious bumper stickers were popular. Before I went to seminary, I had to commute almost 45 minutes each way, and after graduating from seminary, I still had to commute to the diocesan offices about 20 to 25 minutes each way, depending on the traffic. I saw a lot of bumper stickers. "I follow a Jewish carpenter" was a popular one. Another was, "Christians are not perfect, just forgiven." Several of them had to do with being born again. One of the most popular and common read simply, "I found it." And then there was a Jewish one with a Star of David and the caption, "We never lost it." These bumper stickers turned into an advertising project in the Episcopal Church called the Minnesota Ad Campaign. There were several, but my favorites were, "Jesus does not require you to leave your brain at the door." And the other was, "Don't let six strong men carry you back into church." This one showed a coffin being carried by six pallbearers. Currently, the bumper stickers and ads have been replaced by church reader signs. Some of them are very funny. One reads, "The fact that there's a highway to hell and only a stairway to heaven says a lot about anticipated traffic numbers." This was the number one sign on a website that had a lot of them, like the following: "Store the Bible in your heart, not on a shelf." And, "Adam and Eve, the first people to read the apple terms and conditions." There are hundreds of these, but I think you get the idea. My all-time favorite is, "If you are accused of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?" This is what Peter is challenging the newly baptized to do. His whole first letter is really a baptismal sermon, laying the foundations for what life as a Christian will be like. In today's lesson, he says, "Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an account of the hope that is in you." This, like the bumper stickers, ads, and church signs, is a soundbite. Theologically, these soundbites are not very deep. The best provoke thoughts or a new way of looking at things. In Peter's case, it sets a goal for us. But Peter strings together several of these in today's lessons. "Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. And keep your conscience clear so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame." You can almost see the first century church sign. Of course, the ultimate soundbite is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life." This still crops up at sporting events when such things are allowed, and at other public gatherings, again, when such things are allowed. If you attend the 7:30 a.m. service under normal circumstances, you will sometimes hear it just before the passing of the peace. John's Gospel is read a lot during Eastertide, and today is no exception. It begins with Jesus admonishing the disciples in yet another soundbite: "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Of course, there is a reward for this. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." And just in case you did not understand, this is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. It all begins with love. Jesus loves you. Because Jesus loves you, you can love Jesus and each other. When you do this, you receive the Holy Spirit, who will lead you into all truth and help you with your defense when anyone challenges you about being a Christian, or in your hope, or in your joy, or in your peace, or in your faith. In short, you will find it. It all sounds so easy and elegant. It is elegant, or it would not attract so many of us. However, it is anything but easy. Jesus may love each and every one of us unconditionally, but it may come as a shock that Jesus also loves those whom we do not like or cannot forgive or are our enemies or rivals. Several years ago, one of the neighbors of Epiphany Church in Vacaville objected to the people who came to the community dinner on Friday nights. After the first couple of years, it had blossomed to where we were preparing 300 meals a week. We did have a lot of homeless people for whom this was the one hot meal they would have during the week. Many of them did not or could not bathe, and this was their one chance to use an indoor bathroom. They pushed shopping carts that they would park outside the church and the parish hall. These gave off a peculiar odor. So our neighbors complained to the city. I was sent a letter telling me that we would have to stop feeding the hungry. There was to be a regular city council meeting the next Tuesday night about the changes in the city zoning ordinances around churches and their allowed activities. The changes were important to a segment of the churches in Vacaville. It would mean that several of them could build new churches in places that had previously excluded churches. They did not pay a whole lot of attention to the restrictions being placed on church activities, like feeding the poor. I went to the city council meeting. It was packed, with standing room only. Our neighbors made their complaint public in support of the ordinance changes. Several members of the clergy defended them, saying that we needed to, quote, love our neighbors, end of quote. Of course, they did not consider the homeless population to be our neighbors. Finally, I got to speak. I was the only one from our church that it was in attendance. This was not a comfortable position to be in, but because of my faith, I was very confident and pointed out that we were only doing what God had demanded of us, that this was entirely within our charter as a church. Two of the councilmen missed the point entirely and made wholly irrelevant suggestions. The ordinance passed that night, but in a meeting 2 days later with city staff and an attorney from Pacific Peace and Justice in Sacramento, who offered their services pro bono, the city rescinded the order to stop the feeding program. Of course, as our lawyer pointed out, he would have loved to take the city to court over this and to get the media involved. Peter writes, "Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an account of the hope that is in you." And of course, my favorite was, "If you are accused of being a Christian, would there be any evidence to convict you?" It may not be easy. It may not always be popular, but it is possible and it is rewarding when it does happen. You can begin to develop your confidence and faith this week by following three admonitions from Wendell Berry's poem Manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front. First, love someone who does not deserve it. Repeat, love someone who does not deserve it. Second, laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful though you have considered all the facts. Again, I will repeat this. Laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful though you have considered all the facts. And finally, he admonishes, practice resurrection. And I will repeat it one last time. Practice resurrection. May God bless you in the week to come.
Let us say together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary. He was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Prayers of the people.
With all our heart and mind, let us pray to God, saying, hear our prayer. Let us pray for God's people across the world. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the earth, that we may treat her
gently.
Let us pray, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our family, our friends, and our neighbors. God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are sad or scared or are suffering. God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died, God of love.
Hear our prayer. We remember especially Paige and her family. Who is on your heart this morning? Dear God, hear the prayers of your people and what we have asked faithfully. Grant that we may obtain effectually, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Prayer for mission. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Glory to God, whose power is working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.